Hello, DC Metro Rail Producers. This is your publisher, Kristen Brinley, and I'm here with the fantastic Troy Skatewood. Thank you so much for being with us.
Hello, thank you so much.
You know, you're on our July cover, and if y'all haven't read it, make sure that you do. And, you know, it's an honor to have you on. Your team, y'all did a lot of transactions last year, and you saw a lot of real estate. What, 293 transactions last year? Yeah, that's just a few. $118 million, only 9 agents on the team, and 430 in your career. So very accomplished. Number one in Frederick County. You know, something that I personally love is the Do-Gooder Award and the Bravo Award that you've received for, you know, working in the community. Like, thank you for impacting the community.
Absolutely. This has been such a great treat. And thank you for recognizing those accolades and awards.
Absolutely. So, you know, you could do pretty much anything. You're a really smart gal. Like, why real estate? Tell us about, like, how did this happen?
Well, probably going back to the article, like, it all happened just like a really strange happening of how it happened. I thought I was helping somebody else, my father, actually. He asked me to take a real estate class with him, and I thought, he's probably looking for something to do, and yes, I'll do that with you, Dad. And then he didn't show up for the exam, and then took the exam, and then I started in real estate. And so the question was, is why real estate? Why are you doing it? Why not? I mean, I had a job before where I had a limit on how much I could make. And when I had to go to work, like, my daughter used to sleep in front of my door, and because I'd leave the house at 4:30 in the morning, and she'd sleep in front of my door to think, okay, if I sleep here, then mom won't leave, or I won't miss mom when I leave. And, you know, she was just a little munchkin when she did that. But, like, in real estate, like, I was home, and like, I was home when they got home from school. You design your own schedule, and yes, you work like crazy and you have crazy hours, and there's a lot of like things you miss, but you know what? It's a trade-off. It's wonderful. So what I like to tell all of our agents that work with us on our team is that, like, why not? Why can't it be you? Why can't you be the one to knock it out of the park? Because, I mean, why not? This is such a great industry.
I love that. That's great encouragement and leadership too. So what do you think has been the biggest challenge as a realtor and maybe as a leader?
I guess staying consistent. Like, we get so busy, especially like this past year that we had, like, you know, where people are throwing contracts at you and throwing money at you, and just like as crazy as it got. You know, you forgot to do the things. You didn't forget to do the things. Hopefully you didn't forget to do the things, but you just being consistent and picking up the phone and doing script practice and doing what it takes, having, you know, reaching out to your sphere, doing all of the things that you know that you're supposed to be doing. But consistency was the hardest part, I think, and the largest challenge for me this year.
It makes sense. I mean, y'all did a lot of deals this past year, keep staying on every single thing while you grew, like, that's a lot. What do you think has been most rewarding for you?
Watching our team and watching new agents, because everyone that we hire are brand new in the business. And we have a 30, 60, 90. I mean, my partner trains them, and he's phenomenal training. He actually spoke. I had COVID when we had your event. And he's a phenomenal trainer, and everyone that is on leadership on our team, they're phenomenal, and they just give so much. But the best part is just watching people grow and watching them establish their business within our business. And that's been the biggest reward, just watching them flourish. I mean, I have some people on my team that it's funny. It's like, if I could give them a before, during, and after picture of what they are and who they were, like, when they first interviewed and like how they are now, it's like, oh my gosh, it's just so phenomenal to watch the growth.
That is rewarding. What about, define success for us? Like, what does success mean for you, Troyce?
I know, you know, the whole professional thing, like, you know, that part. Really, it's my success is more like my relationships, my family. Like, that's, I look at my kids, and I have three adult kids, and they're all so awesome. And I'm so happy for them that they've like found their love and found their things that they like to do. And they're just enjoying life and just taking advantage of everything that's coming their way. So that to me is like my biggest success for my kids. Like in business, it's great. But that's my success. So
Well, perfect timing. Like, tell us a little bit about your family.
Okay. So born and raised in DC. And then I went to Woodrow Wilson High School, believe it or not. My husband grew up in Spring Valley. We were high school sweethearts. He went to Georgetown. I went to school down in Georgia, and then we got back together and, after we were finished with school and like kissed, and that was it. So we've been married for 35 years. We have 3 kids. We made that progression, you know, from we lived in Bethesda and then we moved to Gaithersburg, you know, and then we moved out to Frederick. And people were thinking, what the heck are you doing? Why are you moving to Frederick? And I am the happiest that we moved out here. So it's really been great. Yes, about my kids. So they're all wonderful and my husband's great. And that's a bit about my family.
No, thank you. Yeah. Thank you for sharing. Cause you know, when we were talking earlier, like family is really, really important to you. And, I love what you give back to on the impact, like the impact you're making in Frederick too. So what are you currently learning? Like what's important to you right now?
Every day, it seems like there's a new learning thing. Before we actually got on the call, I was on my phone and I was trying to download an app and it wouldn't work. And so as crazy as that sounds, it's always a constant thing. I mean, we're implementing new systems. I'm not, our admin is, they're implementing new systems. So we're currently trying to get on track with that. So hopefully that will go well. We're hoping.
Continuous everyday learning. It sounds like, you know, you guys, like you're very good at letting people use their gifts and have their different pieces. Like you're like, I'm not touching that. That's their piece. You know what I mean? Like that's right. A skill. That's a skill set in and of itself too.
Well, we had one of my first coaches actually said when she was telling me that I should start a team, one of the things that she said is that hire your weaknesses. And wow, I've got lots of them. So I hired people that like can do amazing things. Like, oh my gosh, I love absolutely everyone that we're working with now. But you know, that was a struggle in the beginning. Like, you know, I think one of my failures initially was like, I hired wrong. Like I didn't know what the heck I was doing. I didn't have experience with that. And now, you know, I have Dan does most of the hiring, and then we go through this pretty long process of like 4 interviews with an agent or whoever admin person before they come on. But that was like the hardest part. That's like the, you know, initially when we started the team, the failures of it, the hiring was like hard.
So many lessons, right? Like we're always learning so many lessons.
Yeah. Some of them I'd like to skip over, but you know what? It's like, but you think about it, like from your life, like how things have evolved. Like I remember, you know, when I was 18 or when I was in college, I sold Viking cruises on, you know, like as a telemarketer. And like, what the heck was I doing that? But then it's made it so much easier being a real estate agent, because now when I make my phone calls, it's like, okay, next, like you just keep going, because that's what I did. You know, I didn't know at the time when I was 19 and, you know, doing these silly calls for people selling something I had no idea about, but it gave me like a good warm up to like what I do now. So we're always learning. We don't know where it's going to apply, but you're learning.
Is there a book or like educational class or mentor that had a big impact on you? Is there anything that you would recommend?
Oh, it's funny. My mentor now, I've had some great mentors in the past. Currently, right now, I don't have one, which is like a big mistake. You shouldn't. But like every morning, I wake up between 4 and 5:30 and we go to our chat room, my husband and I, and he is like, you know, we work together and he's like my mentor. He's my biggest cheerleader. He'll tell me when I'm flat out wrong. He'll like encourage me. He'll stop me dead on my tracks. Like, you know, he really, really keeps me dead on. And so I'm so fortunate to have that mentor be my husband, right now, but I've had fantastic mentors and coaches and so many people to pour into me. And hopefully, like, I mean, there's so many great agents in Frederick County that like they reciprocate and pour into each other. And it's just such an amazing environment that we have, and that other agents like that aren't even associated with our brokerage or with our team that like that will pour into each other and share ideas. And it's really a great environment. So specific one, I'd say my husband, but there's so many.
What about, do you have any favorite quotes or books or anything you'd recommend that you've done that you feel like other real producers absolutely should do or other agents?
No, the book that I'm reading right now, it's actually written by Harry Martins, who is a friend of mine. And it's this little inspirational book of a gathering of quotes and just inspiration and just such like you can feel. I told his wife, I was like, when I'm reading this, I feel like I'm getting a big hug because like it's so inspirational and just so, oh, he's just such a wonderful person. But no, there's not, you know, we all read the same things, you know, we go back to the same things and it's like, it's all cliche and all great, but not one that just sticks out.
Yeah. Well, so Harry Martins, is that, what did you
say? Yeah, but it's not, he didn't publish it. Like he published it. I don't know how many copies he published. And then he gave them out to his friends and family. He actually used to own the Volvo dealership in downtown DC on Wisconsin Avenue. So that's the same man.
That's very cool.
It's not there anymore. I think it's a high rise building, but
yeah, well, it is. What sets you apart or makes you different, Trice? Like,
we're all unique and individual, right? But I think what sets our team apart is that I was on teams before and I was so fortunate to be influenced by the people that I was influenced by and pulled away from and learning things of like how I wanted to do things. And when I started my team, what I wanted to do was I really wanted to pour into the people that were working with me. Like I hate that term, like when people make this, they'll term it minions, like, oh, what are your minions doing? It's like, oh my gosh, it's so insulting. That's so insulting. But like, they're my partners. I want them to like kill it and knock it out of the park and do the best that they can do. And I want to give them so much opportunity. And that's what I think, that I know that that's what sets my team apart, is that I want them to just establish themselves in business for themselves. That's really, really what I want. So all the marketing that I do for them, you know, it's got their name on it. It's got my name on it, but it's got their name on it. It's like, I mean, they've got their own group of, you know, their own book of business that they've established that, you know, they started off as brand new agents. So I provide the leads. I don't cherry pick. I mean, I want them to kill it and just do really, really well and treat them great. Cause you know, that all, it all goes back to like, you're gonna, what you get is what you put in. And I really want to just pour in authentically into people and share, because there's so much. I mean, like at the end of the day, you got to go home and look at yourself in the mirror. And how did you treat others around you? Right. I mean, like you learn that as a little kid. How was your day today? How'd you treat everybody? Like, and that's like, that's a huge thing. So I really want to pour into my team and hopefully that's what we're doing here.
I believe you are. What would you like to be remembered for, Trice?
Being kind and being genuine and authentic and a good person.
Thank you for sharing with us. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our real producers out there?
I think we have such a unique opportunity in this business to affect so many people. And it's such a great opportunity. And we really, really shouldn't waste it in any way. So each person that you come across, like they need you. And I mean, there are so many buyers and sellers out there that, you know, need problems solved. And sorry, I'm getting a reflection from the sun. they need problems solved and they really need a professional to deal with. So really knowing and knowing your area and knowing everything that you can, you owe it to them and you owe it to yourself to be the best you can be.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing with our real producers. And if y'all haven't, you know, read her story, make sure that you do. And thank you so much, Trice.
Thank you. Thank you so much.